Hello, hello. You are currently tuned to the boys
making
noise on WMFO in Medford. Sorry, that was my bad.
I just can't hear myself.
You're in here.
Okay, cool, cool.
Are your phones working? Hey, yo, this is our last show
ever.
That's right. So we're gonna go ahead and pretend that time is linear and look back at it like it was a path we've walked.
Yeah, we're gonna be playing some of our favorite tracks throughout our 4 years here.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily correlating to when the songs came out, but more like when they were hitting us.
Yeah, yeah. When they were big in our lives.
Yeah. So this will be fun. We'll probably get sappy as the time goes along.
Yeah, it's a given.
Start off by saying it was a pleasure, and it is a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the set started off with Unknown Mortal Orchestra. The song's So Good at Being in Trouble. And then we had Twin Peaks with Making Breakfast. And in the background here, we got some Dorothy Ashby, some off that record Afro harping with Come Live With Me. Yeah.
Yes. I remember that song, Making Breakfast. We listened to it, or we found it right before spring break of freshman year. And then I went home. I remember I listened to it like on repeat on the plane home. And then by the end of spring break, I was sick of it because I listened to it so many times.
Yeah. I feel like that was one that I burnt out on surprisingly fast.
Yeah. It's like candy. It's sweet and sugary.
Yeah.
Just keep eating them.
And then at some point I just spat out all my teeth and found new music. But yeah, we were also talking, there was another time where we were with our friend Oliver, and he silently sat there while we listened to this song on repeat because we were feeling nutty.
Yeah.
And it's not much of a story, but it's something to inflict on a person.
Thank you for your patience, Oliver, wherever you may be.
Wherever you may be. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, well, we've been making noise for 4 years now. Or it's 2 years. 3 years.
Four years.
4 years.
Yeah, like 4.5 years.
Four and a half.
I mean, 3.5. Wow, math
is
hard.
Yeah, this isn't working so well for us. It's really hot in here.
Yeah.
I could wring out my hands like a sponge, just so you know.
Not on the board.
But yeah, so we've been lucky enough to be a part of the WMFO situation, putting music out there. And we found each other basically through music.
Yeah, this is actually how we became friends.
Yeah, through regular hangouts once a week. And then more and more blossoming, yeah. Blooming. Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, you wanna roll a few?
Yes, please.
Cool.
This next track was my favorite song freshman year. It's called Talking Backwards by Real Estate.
We can talk for hours. imposed constraints could ever compare to. But do you
Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to The Boys
Making Noise
on WMFO in
Medford.
That's right. And we wanna go ahead and give a big shout out to our housemates, Emma, June, and Nina.
Yes.
For being wonderful people.
Absolutely.
And for tuning in.
Yeah. They've been fans of the show since day one.
Yeah. We had Nina as a guest. Way back in the day.
In 2015.
Yeah.
14.
Yeah. So let's do a high five to honor them. Cool.
Nice.
And then another big shout out to Emma Panulo.
Yeah.
Been listening for quite a long time, called in, made us feel really warm. Yeah.
Yeah, have we ever told this story on air?
I don't know. Maybe. You want to tell it?
Let's tell it.
Hit it.
Well, our first... Oh, we have a call. Our freshman year, someone called in, a prospective student, and told us that they really liked the show. And we were really flattered. And then the next year, the person who had the slot right before us, named Emma Panulo, said that she was that person who called in. And, that we inspired her to do a radio show.
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
Now she's like way up in the ranks of WMFO. Like, we take orders.
Yeah, she's on the board.
Yeah. So she shreds. We're gonna go ahead and play some more music. Where are we about chronologically? 2015? No, 20.
We're like the end of sophomore year and into junior year, I think.
Okay, so we're coming up on 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll play a little more music and then go ahead and announce what y'all heard.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, cool. Thanks again for tuning in.
faith that is trust and justice be made for numbers we pray. Woman made blind with angels at guard, servants of lords with a scale and a sword.
something sweet that the silver juice said. And I think about and I turn blue, dragging my dirty shoes. Cindy skips my trampoline and then I lose. And that's what I think about when I hear the silver juice.
Listening to the boys
making
noise on WMFO
in Medford.
Yeah. Okay, so where we are right now in the chronology is I think we're kind of at the like junior year, would you say?
Yeah.
And middle to end of junior year.
Yeah, I'm hitting the road trip next.
Okay, cool.
So it's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're just now tuning in, we're playing songs that represent the past 4 years. Let's catch people up on what we played, shall we?
Let's do that.
Oops.
Let's see, where were we? I think we didn't announce anything, really. Let's see, I think you...
Oh, yeah, we didn't.
So we had... Oh, yeah, you played Real Estate with Talking Backwards. I think from there.
Yeah. And then I played Mac DeMarco with Babies Wearing Blue Jeans off of Rock and Roll Nightclub.
Then we hit the homesick phase in our first year. So I played a song that's been important to me my whole life. So I played some Bob Marley when he was still Robert Marley. The song was Judge Not. And then we had Panda Bear with Bros. That's what's up. Then what'd you play?
Oh my God. Then I played Beach Fossils with 12 Roses off their first album, and Sandy Alex G with Change off of Trick. I would say sophomore year that was my favorite song. It's still really beautiful. I like it a lot.
Absolutely.
And then I played Dads with Boat Rich. This was like when the angst really started to kick in. And I went back to my emo pop punk roots for a little bit.
I think around this time too is when maybe on air you hit quite a few like of your like woo. You know what I mean? Remember when you do that?
Oh, it yeah.
Kind of sounds like Marge Simpson.
Woo!
So it's good to get a little bit of that back in the studio.
Heck yeah.
Back in our lives. Appreciate what you bring to the table, Jordan.
Yeah, I still haven't hit puberty, guys. It still cracks a lot.
We're waiting. Yeah, then after that, I played Rodrigo Amarante with The Ribbon. I think that was winter time then, and I was listening to that album a lot. A very, not cold, but like spacious album, I would say. Mm. A lot of early mornings with that. Then, I mean, then we just hit Blonde.
Yeah, which is literally all I listened to for like 3 months.
Yeah, and the world changed. As it does.
Mm-hmm. When I think of Blonde, I think of when we went to Philly for the first time. It like had just come out.
Oh yeah.
I remember listening to it on the plane and in Jess's bed when we like would come home at night.
Oh well. Jordan was telling me that basically every song on the album has been his favorite song at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like a clear progression of favorites.
Yeah. Really just such like a magical, amazing, powerful piece of music.
It's good. I listened to the whole album yesterday, actually. Yeah. I still like probably like once every 2 weeks because I just give it a run through.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
It's really good.
So the song we heard off of that was Close to You. An amazing song, but mostly we chose it because it's clean, so we can play it on the air.
Yeah.
So
truth
I think,
be told.
Yeah, we would probably have a lot more Frank Ocean and a lot more hip hop in general, but yeah. we're limited by our hours right now, so we tend to play Close to You and Provider a lot. Then Jordan had two more tracks.
Yeah, I played All Alone by Acid Ghost, which is my ultimate comfort song. And then after that, I played Level Up with I Feel Extra Natural, which is, I think, yeah, super important song to me. I think it's my favorite song now, currently. And has been for like the past year. Yeah.
That's a song I associate with our cross-country road trip. And the next music we'll go into, I also associate with that. A lot of music that Jordan has showed me is sort of like indie music that's coming up now that I didn't really have my ear to before. So I really appreciate you sharing that stuff.
Yeah, of course.
So we got 10 minutes left. 9.5, really. So we got to make this count. We're going to have to do a PSA at some point. So you want to do that now? What do you think?
Let's play some music. We'll come back to it.
Okay, we'll come back to it. But before then, just in case we don't have a ton of time, I just want to say I love you a lot, and I'm so glad we've done this.
Yeah, I love you too.
Keep making noise. This is going to be our last episode of Clap or Slap right now. let the audience okay. guess. Ow.
Ouch. Yeah. But no, this show has meant so much to me. It has been like the highlight of my week for all my years of college, so I'm thankful.
Same here. Yeah. And thank you all so much for tuning in through all of it.
Yeah.
It's meant a lot to us, for us to be together and to know that people are listening.
Yeah, I'm tearing up, honestly. I'm
Go
being
for
sentimental.
It. I feel you. All right, well, we're going to keep playing music then.
Oh,
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter, because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment.